And we're back, coming live from the unique show. Wait, I mean, the one and only AP Scholars podcast.
Anyway, last topic, we talked about the split of Rome. Today, we will be talking about the unexpected rise of a leader who goes by the name Adolf Hitler.
His rise to power began in Germany, 1919, when he joined the political party called the DAP, German Workers Party.
Although 1919 was only a year after World War I, Germany remained to struggle with their problems that involved politics, social culture, and economics.
Some of these problems included the reparations needed because of the destruction that occurred, the hatred coming from all other countries, and the lack of employment, which resulted in the decay of their societies and environments.
Hitler's confidence had fulfilled the needs of German civilians. In 1920, the name was later changed to the National Socialist German Workers' Party, which was also known as the Nazi Party, and this was anti-Marxist.
With the depression effects in Germany, the society was almost completely at its knees. Millions of people were out of work. Germany had a weak military with weak officials, and they had a huge lack of confidence.
All of these effects gave new opportunities for a leader to rise and make a difference to benefit them.
Germany was vulnerable to anything that sounded like it would benefit them, and that's when Hitler and his Socialist Party came into action.
Hitler made certain promises to Germany and appealed to many different people. He promised their lifestyles would improve with a healthier Germany, and this appealed to the unemployed, those who were young, and those in the middle class, which included store owners, office employees, craftsmen, and farmers.
Hitler rose to power at an exceptionally fast pace. Before the economic depression, the Nazi Party was nowhere near known by all. Some say that if the economic depression never occurred, Hitler would have never gained power, convinced the Germans, and did what he did with the Jews.
In the year 1933, Hitler was appointed chancellor and also the head of the German government. The Germans believed he was a savior for the nation, giving reason for them to select him for these positions.
Later on, Hitler enacted the Reichstag Fire Decree, which suspended basic rights and allowed detention without trial. He also passed the Enabling Act, which gave his party full legislative power.
Because Hitler had already gained power of the executive and legislative branches, he intimidated other parties, causing them to disband their groups.
On July 14, 1933, the Nazi Party was named the only political party in Germany.
In October of the same year, Hitler withdrew Germany from the League of Nations.
This was the rise of Hitler. Stay tuned for our next episode on what he did next.